And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We take a little pause in our conversation with our guest, the author of The Map. I still think that throwing the word treasure in there would be real appropriate because you just never know what you're going to find. And we're looking forward to having Colette Baron Reed back on the program here after we talk with Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, on the 10th day of September 2011. And of course, though we're not going to go into this much, Beth, obviously tomorrow is a big day for a lot of people.
Right.
And we all remember, it's one of those, do you remember where you were when kind of things.
I sure do, man.
And yet the subject, as I have experienced it, as important it is as it is to talk about it, does take the energy level really down.
For most people,
yeah.
You know, for most people, and the thing you have to hold is what do you want? Do you want to feel bad, or do you want to find redemption? There is transformation in every. There is the possibility of redemption. There is the possibility of transformation. There is in every moment. There is a silver lining in every black cloud if you will allow yourself to entertain the possibility of its existence and reach for it.
Mm.
And so this is where, again, like I, you know, you and I have talked about this. I've talked about it on the air. You know, I've suffered a lot of losses this summer. My father passed. My father-in-law passed. You know, I don't want to take anything away from those who have lost loved ones at all.
Right.
The thing I want to do is hold the beacon of light. You know, the Statue of Liberty in the San Francisco Harbor holds a beacon of light. And her focus, you know, the poem at the bottom of that statue is about bring me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Right.
You know, all of us is that person. You know, all of us is that huddled mass. You know, all of us are searching for light and hope. And so it's up to us as individuals to choose what we focus on. And I truly believe that we have a responsibility to focus on the light. And that's part of why, you know, people like you and me are in the businesses that we are. It's like we're holding the light for those who can't see it.
But we still have to be careful to protect ourselves in some fashion so that we don't get dragged, so to speak, away from the light or out of the light, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, and even those choices of words, protect ourselves, you know,
okay.
Even that I don't particularly agree with. Think about Star Trek. When they had their shields up, it drained power and it hampered their ability to move forward. If you are in a defensive posture all the time, you can't move forward.
I've often used, ironically,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've used that analogy many times.
Yeah, and so for me, it's not about protecting as much as it simply is choosing. You choose.
Mm.
You know, you choose. And so what I love about the situation astrologically in the coming week is, you know, I looked at this last week and I was like, hey, there's this awesome grand trine in the earth signs. And the earth signs are so much about balance and forward motion in a manageable pace and, being able to move yourself forward in a way that is sustainable. The earth signs are so awesome. I just love the earth signs. And I didn't look any further, but when I was looking for the future week for this show, I was like, oh my gosh, we've got the same thing again for the next week. So there's awesome opportunities this week if we can allow ourselves to have them and focus on them. Now, the tricky part is the morning of September 11th, there's a lot of emphasis on Neptune and Pisces. Now, that can be a little melodramatic. It can be very emotional. It can be carried away by emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the responsibility for each of us is to focus on balance. It's like, okay, how do I grieve what has passed, but how do I understand how do I understand our history, my history, the history, so that I can make good choices and choose a better present and chart a better course for a better future. You know, for me, it's so much about history. You know, so many great minds have concluded that history repeats itself. So we have to revisit history in an appropriate way, in a measured way, in a judicious way.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we label the events down through time. We give them names and we associate and we become attached to those events. But these events, in a more generic sense, they've been happening over and over again down through history. It's, in other words, it's nothing new.
Unfortunately. It is nothing new. And that's what makes me that's what, you know, and we've talked about this. I think every president, I think every elected official should be required to have a doctorate in history. You know, I think they should know the law, and I think they should know history, because history does repeat itself. Our personal history as individuals, we will repeat that until the day we die, unless we make a conscious effort to understand and choose differently. Yeah. Same thing with societies. And so many of our elected leaders really don't understand our past or know what to do with it. And so, you know, as we're going into this election season, you know, as the next year, you know, pray for our officials and pray for the people who are making choices and pray for our nation, pray for our world.
Absolutely. This is also the beginning, if you will, of the harvest time.
We're actually almost in the middle of the harvest season, and by ancient standards, it began August 1st, and it goes through Halloween. You know, the American culture has stretched that out into Thanksgiving at the end of November, which is awesome. You know, you can't be grateful enough. You
this
know,
is true.
You know, the main focus of the harvest season is gratitude. Be grateful for what you have harvested. Be grateful for the blessings you have received. My grandfather used to always pray, you know, before every meal about, I give thanks, Lord, for the blessings I have received and the blessings that are about to come. You know, for all that is and all that will be.
And so there's sort of an expectation of that just by virtue of saying, basically, you are expecting, as he put it, those types of things. And that's that's a good kind of expectation.
That's an awesome expectation. You know, that's an affirmation. You know, that is confidence. I know God loves me. I know God has taken care of me. And I know God will continue to do that. Or whoever you believe to be in charge of things, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I mean, to try to take a look at the events of our personal history as well as whether it's our nation's history or the world history and take a different view of it. And I'm glad you're here to help us to do that.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for helping me do that.
Okay. And I thank you for helping me to get through this segment and to and to make a little bit more sense from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And people can contact you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com at 963-0842.
Absolutely.
And we encourage them to do that. And again, we thank you so much for the time that you spend with us here on Tell Me Your Story.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
And I'm Richard Dugan. I want you to stay where you are. We'll be back in just a moment.